Hello.
Hello and welcome to the all-new Snortle podcast. Ooh. I need something new to say there because...
Hello and welcome to the podcast.
But the, it is all new.
No, it's not.
Most
it's
of
really
it,
not.
Most
of it's recycled. This
most
is the
of it's
23rd episode now. We're just replacing stuff from the first one now.
Some of it is new.
The so some new podcast.
80% all new material.
No, okay, we'll go with that. With me, Jamie Rothwell, and joining me, as always, is Christopher Knight to
Howdy.
My left. What?
Howdy.
Howdy. And Steve Phillips in front of me sat down.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Hello.
Hello.
In the studio.
Now then, it has been a very eventful week in the news, and slightly something that's slightly... uneventful was my journey down here for a change.
The reason we mentioned this is that it's not always rock and roll for us.
It's
24/7. Sometimes we are like you and have common lives.
Yeah,
which is why we want to mention that nothing happened on Janie's train journey, although you did have one interesting thing about it.
Yes, just after York, the train had to pull into a siding for about 12 to 15 minutes while they checked a possible fault.
There wasn't one,
there wasn't a fault. And we moved on swiftly after. My journey, put an extra 25 minutes onto my journey, of which they apologised over the tannoy for later. But that was about it
yeah.
for the journey down here.
Our lives are like yours out there in listener land.
Oh, actually, something that did happen. Again, this was after York, probably nearer Doncaster, I think. I saw several hare in a field as we went past. So that's something.
You saw a hare in a field.
I saw several hares.
Well, were they
several
running
hares.
Left to right,
no,
right
you
to
saw
left?
Several hares.
Is it
in a field.
No? But it's not hares though, is it? What's the
hares?
Is it? I thought it was hare.
I think it's sheep. Hare.
Yeah. Hare. Shall we just stop saying the word and
hare.
Move on?
Hare. Hares on the top of your head. Hare in a field.
Yes.
You can have lots, hare. You
lots
can
of
have
hare.
Hares in a field.
What? No. And anyway,
a wig.
So
was a hare wearing a wig?
No.
What would you say then?
That would be a
look at the hairs
judge,
on that hair.
Yeah.
So we had a production meeting last night, and it was odd.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Because there were other people there. It wasn't just us.
Yeah.
It was a night out in a pub with other people rather than just a night out.
Who were there for us, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, they were there for us. There was a kind of a tweet-uppy thing going on which we'd been invited to. So we went to...
I wasn't invited.
You just tagged along.
I do. I just follow.
We went to just to show face, really.
And hope to get the free drinks.
Yes, of which we did.
Which we
thank you very much for all those free drinks.
The pub was a bit crap.
A rather odd thing that did happen, though. Now, I don't know how how you guys feel about this, but there is a certain amount of, I think, toilet etiquette.
As the only person involved in this story is you, Jamie, I have no problem with you telling it.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the etiquette when you go into a toilet, this is we talk about toilets a lot on the podcast.
We do.
I don't know. Toilet attendance.
It's our level of humour, isn't it?
But
toilets and Nazis, that's all we know.
Together at last.
My etiquette for the toilet is if I go in, if there's three urinals there, and the two, one either side are taken, I will not go to the centre
otherwise
one.
Otherwise occupied.
Yeah.
Yes.
I won't go to the centre one. Now,
is that because you're afraid that your prying hands might be out of your control?
My wandering hands, yeah.
You're very well known for that.
Will be shaking... Yeah. Anyway, never mind that.
I have no problem with that because doing that shows you're a real man. If you've got no problem with...
But the thing is...
Because everyone knows that's the pressure spot. If you go straight forward, just go and wee. See, there's nothing you can't do in life.
Is that true? Has that been proven?
You can't
wee. Has it been proven? I don't think so.
Can you, Jamie, in front of other people in a situation like that?
No, I can't.
Exactly.
I
you're a lesser man than I.
I've not been able
We've
to since,
that,
since
though.
Being a child. I've always done that. And if anything, whenever I go into a toilet, a public toilet,
you
I'm
pull
always
your trousers and pants down,
yeah, down to the ankles, right down to the ankles. And but I'm very much a cubicle person. I will always make a beeline for the cubicle.
You like your privacy.
Yes, and last
you like somewhere to put the coke.
Yeah.
Just to lay it out first.
Whoa, hang on.
Diet.
This is
zero regular.
Thank you, Steve.
Cherry.
Last night there was a slight incident in that I'd chosen the cubicle I'd gone into the cubicle.
By chosen, you mean it was the only one?
Yes. And I'd locked the door. And somebody
no one can find me now.
Somebody had been in there before me.
Or so Jamie says.
And
left a critique on the show, shall we say.
Yeah. It looked like that they'd been in there and they'd had what I can only describe as a massive poo that was left in the toilet for me, looking at me.
There?
No, whoa, they'd left this for me. Well, actually, not for me.
It was a gift wrapped
to Jamie.
It didn't have a bow around it. But what? So I kind of went, ugh, like that, and I flushed the toilet, and this is where the problem arose. The water came from the cistern down the pipe. And was just about to enter the actual toilet basin, and there's obviously something had happened, and all the water just came spraying out onto the floor.
Possibly why it hadn't flushed away before.
Possibly some water went into into the actual toilet and flushed away the bit of toilet paper that was in there, but not the big poo. So it left that with me. So I was like,
it's like a really bad episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
There was water all over the floor, and I thought my first thought was, if anybody else comes in here, and because they will automatically flush the toilet as well, this place is going to be flooded in minutes.
You're always helping the safety conscious, aren't you?
See, the way you just said it then made it sound like there's going to be like some disaster movie.
Like 999.
This place is going to be underwater.
Fire engines breaking people up with the what are they called? The claws of life or whatever it is. The jaws of life.
The claws of life. Yeah,
claws of life is something completely
That's
different.
That's the animal one, isn't it?
So I went straight... I came out of the toilet and I went straight to the bar and I said to the barman, you might want to go and put a sign on the door in there because the cubicle, the toilet in the cubicle, is flooding. The water's just coming straight
in. Get in there, damn it, man. So, there's people to say.
He said thank you, although I don't think he meant it. And then he kind of followed me. I went back outside and he kind of followed me and then turned off to go into the toilet. As I got outside, I realised that what it might have looked like I'd done was I had done a massive poo and then gone, wanted to tell somebody and wanted them to see it. And as a result, I'd made up this elaborate story for the barman. And then he'd gone in and seen this. But I think the worst part about it was that the toilet paper had flushed. So it just left the poo. But he wouldn't know that it's already flushed.
Oh.
So he would have automatically thought... this is just because...
And rightfully so.
This is what I would have thought. That I'd done a big poo, not wiped my bottom, and then gone and told somebody for them to go and see
it. And what were his words exactly? You... Dirty bastard.
So you didn't even have a wee, which is how you got in there for in the first place.
Yeah, where did...
Right.
Is there more to this story?
After I'd flushed the toilet, because I really, really needed a wee at that point, the sound of the running water coming out onto the floor. I just needed to go.
Did you just pee on the floor then, because there was water already there?
No, I stepped up to the plate and... I did what
you
I needed to do.
You stepped under the plate and swung.
So not only did you leave the barman a massive poo, you also pissed in the bowl.
You...
Just so he couldn't even clean around it then. He'd had to have his hand in pee and poo.
You've weed on another man's poo.
Or as they say in Wales, pissity ploppity.
You stayed in my flat.
I know. For the last time.
Is this a message?
It probably is, but it's not mine. I don't have any.
Are you sure?
It didn't work for you, is that what you're saying?
It didn't.
Did you see the barman for the rest of the night?
No, I didn't get any more drinks in or anything like that. I'd all go to the bar any time after
I just say it's an elaborate plug for Jamie not to get around in. This story. I can't go to the bar. It could be that barman.
I can't go to the bar. He's seen my massive poo.
There was a massive scream at one point as well, wasn't there?
A sign was put on the door. To which I remember
it just said, this is out of order.
Yeah, this is out of order. And Steve, you wanted to write on it, didn't you?
Yeah, I was right underneath, because of Jamie Rothwell. Also, because
at Jamie Rothwell.
Jamie Rothwell for Twitter users. However, at the end of the night, when we went to the toilet before we all left, people were using it.
People were using
the toilet, despite the fact that it said out of order on the door.
And it was locked. It had been locked. So
Jamie,
somebody
fortunately,
had
Jamie
it.
Had managed to jig open the lock yeah. and get back
to
in
see,
there.
To see if he'd removed it.
Yeah. Returning to the scene of the crime. You yeah. couldn't resist.
Classic Rothwell. yeah, so that's that was our production meeting last night. Now, Chris.
Hello.
What have you received recently? aside from the massive
shit in the post that you sent me.
Aside from the all clear from that clinic, what have you received recently?
I have not received that yet.
You haven't received that yet? Oh, I'm very sorry.
Well, that's... I received something, but it wasn't the all clear. I recently, in the post, because I'd completely forgotten about it, I received a Mexican wrestling mask.
That is fantastic.
It really is. It's the best, most random piece of post I've ever had.
I take it you hadn't bought this from Amazon or anything
It was given to me by a fellow film extra because he had done...
A spare?
Yes, it was. It wasn't his, yeah.
Okay.
Thankfully, there wasn't like residue left in it from his...
Oh, dear me.
It was, and it's actually from Mexico as well.
Do you have a Mexican wrestling name to go with that?
I don't know, not yet. If you can come up with one on the spot now,
El
I'd be impressed.
Chris.
I'll take that as a no, you can't come up with one.
El Naito.
El Naito. El Naito's good. I like that. El Naito. So I will be fighting crime in your area soon.
Wow, I look forward to you wandering the streets of Lewisham just in this, in what you normally wear.
But just, you need a cape to yeah. go with a mask around
that's true.
Lewisham.
If I can,
just
if I
just
can
take
find
your sleeves
cape.
Out of your shirt and do the top button up. That can be a cape.
That's how I dress anyway.
Yeah. You alright, Chris? How'd you get here?
I flew.
Well, with my cape. That's a shirt.
So, what is the most random thing you've ever received in the post?
I don't know. I don't think I've really... Well, I think...
You
Jamie,
don't receive post.
Jamie okay. and I, in the early days of knowing each other, used to send each other literally... I was about to say crap, but not the Rothwell sense, but just stuff that's absolute rubbish, wasn't it?
You've made us sound like pen pals.
We were to begin with.
Oh yeah,
we
were. Pals?
No.
Pen pals.
But yes,
did I send you I love penis chewing gum?
Yes, you did.
Was that some sort of subtle hint?
No, that was his opening gambit.
Yeah. And if I thought if he takes the bait and he replies,
and
then
look at me now.
Dressed as a tramp. Well, that was never in my
plan.
You also
sent me some chewing gum that was called Enjoy Spending Time with Mother Gum.
Yeah, it was something, if I remember, it was something that was supposed to make 2 or 3 hours of chat and chewing gum go in 5 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I've still got that. I've never used it.
Because you enjoyed talking to your mum?
Yes.
Chew with mum.
I think you
would have sent me stuff back in reverse. I cannot remember for the life of me what would have been saying.
No, they made love letters in my own blood or something like that.
Well.
Maybe was it? Well. I think the oddest thing I've ever received, tax rebate. I think
that is
maybe.
Quite odd. To
yeah,
get.
Yeah. Since you don't have a job that pays,
yeah, well,
that
at
pays
the time,
national insurance or tax.
At the time,
Jamie's always been cash in hand.
I've sent very odd things in the post, but they've never arrived. On two occasions, I have sent people slices of cake that I bake that they've asked for, and so I've baked a cake or something, and then somebody is this to
like high profile politicians
yeah.
you've sent it to?
And no, and they've said to me, somebody said to me on Twitter or something, oh, send me a piece of the cake, and I've just gone, all right then, because I'll happily send stuff out. It's only the cost of a stamp, and so they sent me their address, and I just got a slice of this cake. And an A5 jiffy bag, and just shoved the cake in the bag very crudely. Yeah.
Smash it
yeah.
up a little bit.
No, not even a little bit, completely.
Lovely.
And then stuck it down and sent it off.
I wonder
but
why that never gets through.
They've never got there, and I don't know why. Is there some kind of cake sorting
conspiracy?
At a post office? Do you know?
I don't know.
Probably goes through some sort of franking machine, and it just.
Like into a bin, like
yeah.
on Charlie and the Chocolate
bin.
Factory, or the eggs.
The Jamie bin.
Yes.
Well, one of the other things we have done before is while we were on holiday, a group of us, we decided to send a postcard to someone, and we thought, it's always, the postman must always read the postcards.
Yeah.
Always. Especially if it's like some personal, I'd
yeah.
read it. So we wondered if you could get away with putting, you won't have to edit it out, it's explicit anyway. We wondered if you could put cunt on a postcard.
And can you?
And you can. We all wrote cunt on the postcard. There were about 10 different people's handwriting, just writing cunt in big massive letters. Yeah, it went through fine. That's well, okay. So just in case maybe you're wondering about sending hate mail through to people, that's fine. You can send it on the postcard.
You can send hate
maybe
mail.
If it's the written word on the back, that's fine. But if it's on the front, maybe it wouldn't.
Actually, that,
that's the point. Maybe I'll have to send another cunt postcard. Maybe you're moving away soon, Steve. So perfect opportunity.
I've sent hate mail before and received hate mail.
Which surprise there? I'm guessing you've received more than you sent.
Yes, that's true. But I just sent it back to the people who'd sent it. So originally, again, pen pals. So
you say pals.
Now then, talking about free stuff. Doing this podcast has finally started paying off. And as we received an email from Madeline Holt, I think that's right, isn't it? Is that right?
I'd say it's Ann Holt.
Is it? Madeline Ann Holt. Oh, no. We received an email.
Oh, no.
But no, it's the authentic Jamie getting something wrong, so you know it's real.
We received an email.
Not made up.
We received an email from Madeline Ann Holt.
Not Ann Holt. Ann Holt.
No, it's not like a legal firm. It's Madeline Ann Holt. Inviting us and giving us comp tickets to her play or to her show, which is called Maddie's Many Mouths.
Now I know what you're thinking straight.
Yes, given our usual topics of conversation, you can see where we are. We going to be going to this?
If it's free,
it depends how many mouths.
I think so, yeah. Don't you? Just before I go to Norway, so I'm gonna try.
I'm afraid, Madeline, I'm probably not going to be here, so won't be able to.
You won't need that many mouths.
Yeah. So that's probably good news.
Yeah. And the toilets at the Canal Cafe Theatre in London will be safe.
They can rest easy.
And they can rest easy.
But that is on August 3rd.
Yes. So
no one else go down.
You can also just Google her. She's on Facebook and things like that. Because we didn't know who this person was. I'm sorry, Madeline. But we didn't know who you were.
One of thousands that contact us on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
So we then Googled you and found out about this and then went, oh, right, you don't look as mental.
We found out that you were safe.
Yes.
So we were okay.
Yeah. We will happily promote your show in exchange for the comp tickets that you've offered us. So that's Maddie's Many Mouths by Madeline Ann Holt, and it's on August the 3rd at the Canal Cafe Theatre in London. Wow.
Go and
I think
see it.
That's the first time we've done an actual proper promo for something.
Possibly, yeah.
Without being asked.
Without being asked. So
we're maturing.
If you want to give us free stuff, you can email us.
We're maturing. If you want to give us some free stuff.
If you want to give us free stuff, you can email us at snortlecomedy@gmail.com. excuse me. We're also on Twitter. At Snortle Comedy on Twitter, and individually I am at Jamie Rothwell, Chris is at Nighty Junior with a K, and Steve is at Steve G Phillips. Is it time for us to have a cup of tea?
Well, yes. It's been about 10 minutes since the last one,
so
and we're trying out a new intern at the moment.
Yes.
By new we mean A.
Yes. we have a tea boy.
After the tea girl decided to leave after.
Yes.
Jamie's
wandering hands.
What are you going to have, Chris? Are you going to tea or coffee?
I'm going to have cake.
Yeah, you have cake.
I think the cushions behind you need plumping up a bit as well, Jamie. Yes. Maybe he can do that.
Yeah, you're right. Cake, there's an envelope there with some cake in if you want that. Steve, what are you going to be having?
I'll have a cup of tea, of course.
Okay. Yes, we have our cups of tea now, thanks to Stan, who actually was our competition winner. He won the competition to come and have a tour of the Snortle studio here.
And what a 5 minutes that was.
Yeah. How have you found it so far, Stan?
It's a pleasure to be here. I wasn't aware that part of the competition was to make you tea.
Yeah.
But
it was in the small print.
Oh, I never read that, so I like PPIs. So thanks for having me down.
Do you work in banking by any chance?
No. No one does
PPIs. What are they?
That's just where I'm going to get some refunds back. If no one's doing it, you can get refunds back for those. So that's why you should all do it.
Consumer advice.
That's
true. You've seen those adverts too on Living TV.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So, well, I'm glad you've enjoyed the tour.
That was it. Just this one room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So should I sit in the corner?
Preferably not the door. And then down the hallway and out onto the stairs.
There is a lovely corridor in the other building, just on the other side.
So on the apprentice, they get a calf, and I just have to leave.
Yeah, there is no calf.
Yeah, it's not even a taxi.
And it's pronounced cafe. Oh.
Cafe?
Calf.
Oh, okay. So no gifts, no prize for coming down? It was
But the prize was this. And you have the memories of...
Okay, well, that's been worth the £8 tube ticket and then the train ticket, so...
If you could wash the cups before you go, that would be brilliant.
Well, I haven't got time because I've got other things to do today.
It's not our problem.
I'm taking this T-shirt. I love Swedish boys. And
that's okay. We've got a load of them. We all love Swedish.
Dicks.
That was the best coffee boy we've ever had.
Yes.
I don't know, more of a tea boy.
So, he was quite rude.
He was.
I'd like to
strangle
ask
him
back, that's for sure.
Certainly not. Now then, Chris, you have been out and about... have you been out and about
in studios?
You've been in rather
this
than
week
out
Chris is in
rather than out and about.
It's
you've been
into a
Farsh
episode now.
You what roles have you been actoring at this? What's your body count for this week?
This week is only one. This month is so far two.
Fantastic. And what have what are your newest roles?
My newest roles have been so far man sitting in cinema. That was a thrilling one. And the main one this month has been another zombie. Where I was a main featured zombie because of
main
my previous acting
zombie.
And can't see me do speech quotes.
No.
How do they differ from other type of zombies in the movie zombie world?
That I'm in it more.
All right. Do you have more people to kill? More people to chase?
I only kill one person. This is the first time I've killed someone. I've got a real taste for it now. It was very enjoyable.
Are you allowed to say how you killed them or what you did?
I think no, probably not, because I don't really want to ruin it. I kill someone. That's all you need to know.
You kill someone.
The makeup was very good though.
Really?
Yes.
Male or female?
I kill a female. You know.
Get in.
It's just like those dreams that I've had so far. I can tell you that the name of the film was A Father for the Dead, and it was shot in Sheffield.
Fantastic. Do you know when that's out?
I don't. I know it'll be in festivals next year. I can tell you the director's name.
Yeah, who's
was Damien Morta.
Okay.
And the producer was his lovely wife, Nicola Morta.
Oh.
It was very good.
Right.
And there's a little boy in it as well.
Was it their son?
No. He was called Charlie Glossop, and I'm giving him a shout out as the kids say.
As the ute say
in this day and age. But it was a very good film, very gory, lots of gore. Like you know how I sometimes tell you about those dreams I have?
Yeah.
And I wake up screaming.
Yeah.
It was
worse
a lot like
those. Right.
But yeah.
So all the makeup and everything you had, did you have lots of, was it, well, fake blood or was it real blood?
Very few productions nowadays use the real blood.
Yeah,
I know. Real disappointment. This was mainly golden syrup and food colouring.
Golden syrup.
Yeah.
I actually used to make fake blood for theatre.
I thought you were going to say you make syrup. And
no,
I said, how? How would you actually make it? So it's actually going to be quite interesting.
And you melt the gold down into syrup.
I used to make fake blood for theatre shows, and I made... It was nearly 4 gallons of it for Lord of the Flies.
There was probably more of that used than in the film.
This was just on stage.
Nice.
Does everyone have their own special ingredients for making blood? Recipes handed down from generation to generation?
On this film was raspberry food.
Right, colouring.
Not colouring.
Flavouring?
Flavouring, it was raspberry flavoured, which was very, very odd.
Wow.
And you'd have thought that food colouring, which they used to blacken my mouth,
yeah,
wouldn't taste of anything because it's food colouring. You'd be wrong. It does taste of something.
What did it taste of?
Sickening food colouring.
Right, okay. Do you want me to say how I made mine?
Please.
Does
it involve razor blades?
Golden syrup and a tiny bit of red food colouring, or as it was back then, cochineal, which you can't get now, which was made out of crushed red ants or something like that.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that real?
Yeah.
Was it really made out of crushed ants?
Yes.
Is that why they don't do it? Because
it was made out of crushed, yeah.
Because they wiped that ant out of existence.
RSPCA got involved. The key ingredient that I used
RSPI, surely.
Was cocoa powder.
That was your secret ingredient. Yeah.
There was a cocoa powder one that I did have put on me as well. It makes it melted
very dark.
And it really melts very quickly.
And the stuff that I made, you could dip a knife into it and then kind of whip the knife as it would see the splatter. And it would be exactly like you see on things like CSI and stuff like that. It'd be fantastic.
Those 7-year-olds in that play never knew what was coming.
No, they really didn't. But we used absolutely loads of it. It was for Lord of the Flies. So there was a lot of it for the big
massacre scene.
Don't ruin it for me.
Sorry.
That's why I don't want to talk about the zombies too much. The second one I've been in recently, it was a short student film in which I strangle a woman to death.
Now then, how did you get this part?
I put my picture up on a casting website.
Oh, good.
In the night. And then I think at 11 o'clock in the morning, I got a call and they'd asked me to come around and audition for it.
So you...
For the part of the strangler.
Yeah. And after I talked to the director, he said, I only really wanted you. I auditioned some other people. I thought when I saw you, I'd be perfect for it. Obviously, I have the eyes of a killer. The picture that I put up is actually a really smiley picture.
Yeah,
as well.
I've seen that picture. You do look very happy in it. Yeah. Like somebody is just tickling you a little bit.
But apparently he looked through that and just saw the cold, dead eyes of a short wife strangler. So.
Wow.
So if you have got any roles out there for me, which involve strangling women, don't give them to me because... Strangling a woman for 2 hours is really quite disconcerting after a while.
Surely she'd have been dead after 5 minutes.
You'd have thought so, but I don't put a lot of pressure on it. I like to really wring it out.
Did they have to do more than one take for this?
Did many, many takes.
Was this because of your erection?
they kept that bit in. They thought that added to the flavour. I don't know why I had to have my top off. There you go.
Right. I was once told by a man, the man came up to me in the pub and said, you've got the eyes of Ray Liotta. Not literally. I wasn't like...
Were you messing about them in your hand?
Those worry balls.
I'd be bloody worried as well.
The eyes of Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta in which film?
Just Ray Liotta. Apparently, I've got the eyes of Ray Liotta.
He wasn't saying a Ray Otta.
No.
Because you have got quite a tiny little spindly eyes sometimes.
Not a breed. That's the first thing in the morning I have. Yes.
Otter eyes.
So, I think it's probably...
I'm looking at your eyes and think, no, I'm not seeing it.
No.
My role's coming up soon.
I don't remember really also having puffy blood shots.
Sorry, right. What you've got...
I said my role's coming up soon involve being a protester.
Oh, a good one. Who do you kill in that?
Hoping I'm going to beat someone to death with a placard.
Wow.
So that's if you've got any roles out there for me, preferably paid, paid, then email them.
It gives us some pleasure to welcome to the studio now our guest for this podcast, that is Merrill O'Rourke. Hello. Oh, can you clap yourself as well? Yes, clap yourself. All right, enough now. Hello.
Hello.
Now, just for people that don't know, you don't always sound like this, do you?
No, I've lost my voice quite considerably. Yes. So, yes.
You're usually a lot louder than this.
Because she's been laughing at our previous podcast so much.
That must be the reason.
This is the quietest, I think, we've known you. And probably the happiest we've all been as a result of it, I think. But you have a show, don't you, that is going up to Edinburgh. What's the show called?
The show is called Merrill O'Rourke, Bad Mother. Mother. Yeah, but the thing is, in Edinburgh, you always put your name at the beginning of your show title because it's more important. I'm more important than my show is, basically.
So if it was just Bad Mother, it could have been Bad Mother.
So you decided your name goes before the title.
The problem with that I found, though, is that people automatically presume that I'm saying that Merrill O'Rourke, i.e. me, is a bad mother, and the show actually isn't about... me being a bad mother, so that has become slightly confusing.
Right, so for the record...
She's not a bad
You are
mother.
Not a bad mother?
What sort of bad mother, though? Is it the Samuel L. Jackson sort of bad mother?
Yeah.
Or
the other one?
The other type.
The double meaning is part of the reason for the title.
Oh.
Okay.
Clever.
For some reason, that hadn't occurred to me in the slightest prior to this. But just because of the spelling of it.
Well, that's why there are three dots after it. What do you mean just because of the spelling of it? How is it usually spelled?
M-U-T-H-A.
Oh, I see. Yes, I suppose. Well, my promoter hang on, I've got to count before I... My promoter is hoping that I get a 6-star review, which doesn't actually exist. Ooh. But he's hoping I get a 6-star review so they can put it after the mother. So it says, bad mother, 6 stars.
Right. Well, Chris, you have actually seen a preview of this show, haven't you?
I have, yes. Which is a very special preview.
And as you can see, kind of like Meryl.
How many stars would you give it?
Well, it's edited now. It's changed since I saw it now.
It's not really changed, it's just a lot shorter.
Then in that case, I would give it... No, I thought it was really, really good. I really, really enjoyed it. I don't give stars out. So.
And yet, you were, but how many...
thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up, two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Thumbs
the
up.
Maximum.
The maximum amount of thumbs that can be given, I give it. There you go.
But you're not willing to give a star rating?
Out of what?
Out of six.
Out of 6 stars.
Or ten. Gives her more chance of getting the 6 she needs then.
I'd do out of 6 stars, just to disappoint Meryl, I'd give it 5.5 stars.
Should I write all these down? Because can I use these on my Edinburgh publicity?
Yeah, of course you can do.
Okay. 5.5 stars.
No, hang on.
The Schnorbitz podcast.
The Schnorbitz podcast. There you go.
That's what my husband calls you guys.
I still think that's a better name.
Schnorbitz. If we make it out of 50 stars, then what then?
49.5 stars
out of 50. Okay. I think if you can probably do some maths there, Steve, where that would come down to 6.
Yeah, you divide it.
Yeah, there we go. And that's why you work in finance.
That's why Steve's earning the $50.
Yes.
No, divide it by just over 8 and you're pretty much there.
Okay. So no, as long as you don't mind having the workings out down the side of your flyer and posters, you can
long
you can
division.
Use that.
Yeah. It's long division, but
you must put the workings.
I have a word count, so it might be a bit tricky.
Well, what's they're numbers, the so they're just single numbers.
Okay.
How many words can you have?
Actually, I don't have a word count. That's a lie. I just
Why
lied.
Would you lie? Why would you lie, Meryl?
I was feeling left out.
So
you've got all the things that have been happening in the world, and you decide to lie in a recorded podcast.
The leaflets are already printed, so...
Have you got any with you?
No, they're not. They're in printing at the moment.
Oh.
But the flyers... Isn't the flyer on your Facebook page?
Yes. The post's on my Facebook page, and if you go onto my Facebook fan page, the picture there is the one...
How would somebody do that?
Okay.
How would somebody find the Facebook page?
My Facebook fan page is facebook.com/... Meryl O'Rourke, which is MERYLOROURKE.
Right. Okay.
God, my voice sounds so weird. This is horrible.
It'd be worse when you play Janis Joplin. Bass.
And
Jamie will do some funny effects on it as
well. That'd be good.
Lower it 3 octaves.
I had a little radio series that I did on Woman's Hour once where I had to play my husband's sperm in it.
Play with or
no?
Play.
I played the character of my husband's sperm. Which
oh right,
I did
sorry.
By...
Did you have a name?
No, oh, there
the
was just
one.
The sperm.
I thought you meant like a musical instrument.
No,
I don't know how that would happen.
I'm a very good actress, but I use.
How do you play a sperm?
Well, I put loads of effects on my voice, so I did the line that the sperm had to say, and then I put sort of Smurfy effects on it and made Smurfy. It. To...
Is that what they? Is that what they sound? So you're trying to tell us
this. Sperm sound like
sperm. We need the line that the sperm says.
I can't remember. This is years ago.
Well, just tell us anything. We're not going to know.
Oh yeah. I suppose I should have prepared to be slightly more witty than this. I just feel so ill.
Oh, yeah.
So we prepared.
And it's really hot in here, and it smells of men.
Well, that's us. Hot and smelly.
Smelly. Yes.
It's our natural odour that. Brought you here, probably. We didn't invite you. It's
I think
the pheromones. That...
I think that they said, this is the liver. We're not meant to be here. It was something like that.
It's shot
it was
into
about
an open wound.
Jesus, well, no, I can see this is going to be heavily edited.
It's about
Jesus.
My husband's sperm. We were told we had a lot of problems conceiving, and we were told that my husband's sperm wasn't concentrating enough. And first of all,
absent-minded.
That's the thing.
Just
first
wanders
of all,
off.
Exactly.
To...
First of all, we thought that they meant it wasn't thickening enough, but she said no, that they're drifting off, and they actually would.
But they need a sat nav.
You know
to get
you
where
see,
they should be going.
You know when you see those little films of sperm, and they're really kind of racing to blah, 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 like racing in one direction.
Yeah.
And my husband's would just kind of go off on tangents.
Like old couples on a drive on a Sunday.
And some of them didn't have tails.
Oh. Mutant sperm.
So, happily, she does have a child now. I do, so there you go.
Which was really annoying because I had a really good 20 minutes about my husband's sperm, which I then had to stop doing because I was very noticeably pregnant for a while. I suppose I could have started pretending.
How annoying that must have been for you, Meryl, to have a child which you're after.
Yeah. Well, that is, it is actually one of the annoying things about being a comedian. Like, every election, you actually hope that the corrupt MPs don't get voted out. Even not elections, when there's scandals and stuff, it's quite annoying when the really awful corrupt MPs get chucked out, because then you don't have your jokes about them anymore.
You've been all right so far, then.
Well, I don't know. I had loads of stuff about Gordon Brown that's had to go.
He wasn't corrupt.
No, but not even corrupt. I just mean that whenever politicians change, it's very, very annoying.
So your show.
My show.
Yeah. Tell us more.
It's called Bad Mother.
Yes.
That has two meanings. Anyone that's listening,
depending on the spelling, and although you've used the ER,
it's got
version,
two meanings anyway.
I have, but there's three dots.
Now,
what dots represent, Mary?
What's it about?
It's about dealing with your. Can I swear?
Yes.
Dry.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to not swear?
You can prefer
swear.
That.
You can swear. Sorry,
you prefer me not to swear.
You're a lady, aren't you?
It's about, well, it's because there's a sweary version and a non-sweary version. I'll do the medium version. It's about dealing with your mother's crap before it becomes your children's crap, basically.
Right. Okay.
Though I'm very reluctant to say it's about anything, because it's about me telling some jokes. But I did decide that in an hour I would tell some stories as well. And the stories, the most entertaining stories in my life seem to be what my mother got up to.
I wouldn't say that. There is one definite story which is just about you.
Which one?
Which was the best one. Involving you ending up dressing up as a superhero.
All right.
Which I hope is still in this.
Well, as it's been cut, maybe you can mention it.
It's not being cut out, it's been trimmed down. It's in the publicity, yeah. The only reason things have been cut isn't because they were rubbish, it's because my show was, I think it was about an hour and 20 minutes long.
It's a bit like our podcast, so, where you have to edit down the 5 hours of pure gold down to somehow 40 minutes.
It's
not easy.
It's very difficult. People keep telling me that I'm in a very fortunate place. People go, it's much better to have to edit than to have to write. And it's rubbish, because I had a show I was very happy with and worked, and I'm having to take 20 minutes out of it, and it's really hard. Whereas if I had a show that was shorter, I could sit down and say, right, well, what do I want to expand?
But you can keep that for another show, can't you?
I suppose rejig
it a little and...
Speak quicker.
Well, I've tried that, but it means the jokes don't work as well. There's a lot of humour in the pauses.
It's true.
Well, one thing that's quite good is that when I do interviews, I can expand on the bits that have been cut out without spoiling the show.
So, this thing that Chris is talking about... What happened?
Well, actually,
there?
You guys know about it because I was tweeting a lot about it, which is why it ended up in the show. Because I thought, actually, this is quite a good example of what I'm like, really. My daughter was invited to a superhero party, and we got a letter saying, can the parents dress up as superheroes as well? And I was really busy that week. And, oh dear, my phone's ringing. I'm
really
that popular.
Busy now.
and I thought, I really want to be a good mum, and I'm always doing things wrong all the time, and I'm not really around very much. I'm a working mum, and I thought I'm going to take the time to make myself and my daughter superhero costumes for this party.
It's a very good idea.
But the problem with female superheroes is they all wear fetish gear.
That's
basically
very true.
They all wear, even Elastigirl in The Incredibles wears thigh boots.
I can't actually think of any that don't.
Exactly. My daughter wanted to be Elastigirl, and you're like, can you get thigh boots for a toddler?
You just went to your wardrobe and had a choice of outfits already.
The website's a niche, but I mean, I think they are available, as far as I'm aware, as far as I know, maybe.
For children's,
thigh boots.
I haven't looked, is what I'm trying to say.
Anyway, so I stay up. Well, and like Steve was saying about me having stuff, but I do have some thigh boots. And it was quite a difficult decision for me because I like dressing up, of going, well, I want to be Catwoman, but Catwoman wears thigh boots. And I went to real effort. I was really busy that week, and I stayed up all night making my daughter her Incredibles costume and finding this, you know, black PVC bits and bobs that I had around the house. And I made my husband's balaclava into ears. And I looked really good. I wore the thigh boots around the house for the day, and then
wear
took them
in.
Off before we went out.
Okay.
I knew I shouldn't wear the thigh boots. I knew that, but I was wearing a PVC cat suit and a balaclava and long gloves, And we get to the children's party, and nobody else was dressed up at all. So I had done, and this is really what the show is about, really, is that I had done the thing that I thought was going to be the best motherly thing to do. I had made an effort for my child. I had done what I was asked to do. And I ended up being a pervert in a nursery.
I mean, we've all been there.
And that's the kind of thing that always seems to happen. It doesn't matter how much I try, I always seem to end up as the pervert.
So this is going up to Edinburgh.
Yes.
Show, and when does it start, and where is it, and what time is it on?
In Edinburgh.
Yes.
In Edinburgh, I am at the Underbelly, which is on Cowgate, which is...
I know it well.
Very good venue.
In the old town. I don't know how to, without a map, I can't explain it more than that, can I?
Oh, okay. Everyone knows of the Underbelly in Edinburgh.
Okay, right. Well, it's not the big purple one, that's the thing. A lot of people gravitate... You can buy tickets at the big purple one, and they will point at where you need to go to get to me.
Okay.
And
just around the corner by Bins.
Yes. No, that's after the show. Well, before the show, when I'm trying to sell tickets. my unique way of leafleting. It's on between the 4th and the 28th of August. And apart from the 15th, when I have a day off to see my child. Run. And it's at 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon.
That's a good time to have.
I should hopefully see you there.
First of all, I was worried it was too early. And then I realised that there's not many other shows like mine at that time. So, yes, it is a good... It's a kind of a gap time. A lot of people have been saying to me they've got nothing to do around that time.
They've just had lunch.
Yeah.
What do we do after lunch?
Breakfast, as we call it.
They've just seen Michael McIntyre. Getting ready for Peter Kay. You're in the middle.
Yeah. Is Michael McIntyre on early?
I couldn't care less if he is.
If he is, he'll be laughing at his own jokes. We know that.
So, yes, it's a very good time because people have just had their lunch and they don't know what to do. And if they're just there for the day, then they will probably leave Edinburgh just after watching your show. So it's a very good time to go, 2:45 p.m. How much are tickets?
Oh, well, they change throughout the month.
Oh, right. Okay. So how do people get the best tickets?
Does it depend on how well the show's going?
It's the day of the month. It depends. Yeah, depends on whether
if
I'm.
If you get on a certain couple of days of the month, then it's just...
I have been so worried about that all the way through the year. I've been tracking my period to see when in Edinburgh it's going to hit.
And what are the expected dates at the moment?
It keeps changing. I'm a bit wobbly with all that.
Can we just point out another diary has come out?
Her period diary. It's a red one.
A bright red diary.
Well, the last one. Let's have a look.
Those do look like the scribblings of an insane woman.
Yes, they are.
This is Meryl. Yes.
Right, my next one is due.
Are you the last person alive with the final fax?
Yes, I am. My next one's due on the 19th of July, so it's possible that around the 19th of August, which is actually when my husband comes up to visit. So,
don't go and see the show.
Period plus husband. Well, it's not going to be a happy Meryl.
No, you could see the show. I've been gigging for quite some years now, and I'm used to gigging through every day of the month. And I just get a bit more. Just don't heckle me, I would say.
Because she'll hurt you.
Yeah.
So it's 2:45 at Underbelly.
Mm. Ticket prices.
Ticket prices are around about.
I haven't memorised ticket prices, which is why I grimace. The first 2 days they're £5 because they count as previews.
Okay.
Then the weekend is £10 with £9 concession.
What's a concession?
Student, old person,
cripple.
I don't know if you can get a concession, Jamie.
Actually, speaking of blind person, I saw a person. there's a guy with a guide dog that I saw as I left work the other day, and the dog did a poo. Who's going to pick that up?
You make a very good point.
But it's charitable.
It's
you just allow that poo.
Just allow that poo.
Well, that's because dog poos cause blindness, don't they?
It can do if the kids put it in their eyes, which is obviously...
It's a
the dog's just after more work. So he's... he knows what he's doing.
Where did that come from?
So then midweek it goes down to £9 with £8 concession, and sometimes there are 2-for-1s. It's all if you go onto my Facebook page, as I said earlier, there are links to every other page rather than me trying to memorise all of them. But they're all, if you go on the sorry, the voice is going. Edinburgh Fringe website or on the Underbelly website, it details which ticket prices are when.
Brilliant.
It's a very, very good show.
Thank you.
Snortle approved.
Yep, 5.5 stars.
5.5 stars out of 6.
Or 49.5 out of 50.
Yeah.
49.5 stars out of 50.
Right, and I did have something else to say, but I can't remember what it
is.
Was
it the washing up we wanted doing?
Nice, Steve. It's always nice to have female guests just, on and Steve sat next to them.
but people should be aware not to heckle or anything around the 19th.
Well, don't heckle anyway. I mean, it's an Edinburgh show. It's not, you know.
Right.
Well, I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can... Well, I don't like to... Yeah, no, don't heckle.
Don't heckle
I mean,
specifically
I'll,
around...
Although she has got some zingers lined up for you.
I'll pick on people anyway, but just don't answer back. Just
okay.
Take it. Just take the abuse.
Just, okay. Don't even cough around the 19th. And do you remember to turn your phone off? Anything else that people shouldn't do around that time?
They shouldn't go to any other show at 2:45 p.m. in Edinburgh.
Or look Meryl in the eyes.
Yeah, look me in the eyes. I'm doing a show, for goodness sake.
Just not
always,
around
always
the 19th.
To the left, her eyes.
It's not definitely the 19th, because it does sway a bit.
Right. If
Could
you're
you
willing
wear
to gamble around
the
week.
Maybe, so that people know. Maybe a red...
No, like a red carnation or something.
Maybe I'll post it on my Facebook page or on Twitter
Warning.
Or something.
Yeah.
That's right. You are also on Twitter.
I don't talk about this kind of stuff usually. You're not allowed to as a female comic, but because I'm sitting in
but
Steve's
because you're
living
sat
room.
With us, you feel that's fine. Now.
We're wearing the same colour, I've just realised.
Salmon.
Yeah, salmon.
Oh.
So, yes, you're also on Twitter, but you seem to be on very late at night.
Well, these days I'm very busy and I don't get to go on it as much, and I crave it all day like heroin. I just get really bad. And
do you get the shakes if you're not on Twitter?
Yes.
For a phone.
I get really, really... I miss it so much. And I can't go on it half as much as I used to for lots of different reasons. So what tends to happen is it tends to be what I'm doing when I'm eating my food after...
I must say that the food that you do cook, as nice as it all sounds, it's varied on a plate or in a bowl. For instance, you'll have things like noodles and some peas, and then the sauce will be something like hummus or something like that.
Have you just made that up?
No, I actually haven't. I haven't.
It's from that once that I made. What did I make? I made coconut something, and it was coconut sardines or something.
Oh,
Jesus.
No, that was once.
Just
from the man, from the man who only cooks red chili prawns.
I don't.
From one of the only people on Twitter who still posts what the hell he's eating, when all the rest of us know that is so 2009.
But that's why I do it. That's why I do it.
Oh, you're doing it ironically.
I am retro.
You even poked me. You had a. You had a spam bot poking people, didn't you?
Yeah, and now I've got people poking me back as well.
You don't sound happy about all this.
No. That's so funny.
Usually
like,
he says things like that, he's happy with that.
There's somebody that's hacked into people's Facebook accounts, and what they're doing with that hacking is just making them seem old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Old-school.
Yeah.
Old-school hacking.
They're not
that's
stealing
why
information
yeah.
or stealing
Do you still
people's...
speak to the fetishist? On Twitter.
Yes, I do. He contacts me every night. So yeah.
Right.
Well, we also have the game, but unfortunately,
oh, yes.
due to your lack of voice, we can't play the game.
Well,
unless you want to choose one of the three of us to play for you.
I could try. I seem to be able to talk more than I thought I could.
Well,
this
I think maybe you should try then. You can do it quietly, you see.
Yeah. I just won't win.
Oh, you
yeah. That's all right.
But it's not about the winning.
You'll be losing to...
the way that you...
At the moment, Danny Wallace is in the lead.
Yeah.
Danny Wallace.
I can't remember what his time was. It was quite long.
It was
30 seconds.
You must have all been terribly excited when you interviewed him.
You'd have thought so. But
Jamie
wasn't.
Some people
can't remember his name.
Some
or
people were overexcited, weren't they? Couldn't remember it.
Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah, but Jamie's more of his kind of St. Peter, really, isn't he? He's
no.
more the kind of right-hand man. You're the one that's going to deny him when he dies.
You'd have thought
I
so. Jamie
couldn't remember
the name of his
book. I'm a bit worried about him doing Breakfast, because Breakfast
yeah.
radio destroys people.
Well, he's
so
already done
it
before,
him.
Hasn't he? He did do
Has
a show
he?
For a long time.
Okay.
Him. But with the unfunny one from the Mighty Boosh. The
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going
Might
to get the... Right, so what I'm going to do now is get the timer up on here, and then
up on where?
Up on my phone here.
You and guys are very bad at doing descriptive audio, you know. Especially you. You work in radio professionally. You can't use words like this and that on descriptive audio, you know.
Right. So what I'm going to do here.
By a professional Sony nominated broadcaster.
Oh, is there one coming?
Sorry, I'll edit that bit out. So now I've got the stopwatch here.
Can you just try and edit it so we're calling us?
Yes, I can do that.
She's probably said you and should and be at some point. Sony nominated.
It'll sound very crudely edited together.
That's okay.
So I've got the stopwatch here. Do you know the rules of the game?
What game?
The game is how far can you fall, and you have to start, take a deep breath, start high and end low. And
hang on, can you explain the game to me, please?
I am explaining it. You start high and end
low.
So
I fall
and
over?
No, you don't actually have to fall. You just have to make the sound as if you're falling
right,
from
there
a,
we go.
A
descriptive
building,
audio. My God.
A build. I was getting to it. A building,
no,
a bridge, a cliff, anything like that. But you have to kind of start high and end low. So
I don't have a high at the moment.
Okay.
Just start low, then lower.
You can't stay on one note. You have to keep falling. And then what happens is, once we've done that, once we've stopped the stopwatch, Steve will then make a calculation, take into consideration
body mass,
and things like that. And
that's
he will tell
count
you
against you because you're
how
lighter
far,
than everyone else we've had.
Yeah, how far
that's
you
because
fell.
Because no woman has ever agreed to be in this room before.
Au contraire.
They have, but only heavy set women.
Who have you had?
Conway.
Who's Conway?
Eleanor Conway.
We're going to edit that after what you just said. And what I said in the last one.
About her Adam's apple.
A very deep voice. That's why she always wears scarves. To cover her Adam's apple. She's not spoken to me since.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, so are you aware of the rules of the game?
No.
You start high. You end low. Would you like an example?
No. I know how to do this because you stole this from my Sony-nominated radio show.
We'll edit that bit out. Yeah. Okay, so let's...
me and Lloydie are going to sue your ass.
Okay, we can edit that. Okay. You should be nominated for a Sony.
Yeah.
Just get her to keep saying it. That's okay.
Do you think we should be nominated for a Sony award? Can you say...
Can you do that for podcasts?
Yeah, there's the Sony...
Yeah, you can do.
Yeah, the Sony award-winning podcasts, yes.
Based on today, I never get around to listening to your podcast. I've heard one of them. Based on today, not at all.
Yeah. I agree with
that. I agree with that. I'm going to count down from three and then you're going to start.
Okay. I've got my drink poised.
Okay. One. No, three, two, one, go.
That's
21.8.
It's going to be around about just under 700 feet, I think.
Thank you for taking part. You're at the bottom of the board at the moment.
I'm quite seriously ill.
Well, we can maybe take that into account. Give you an extra.
You've got a
50%.
Sore throat.
This isn't the Top Gear race. Yeah. We're not going to add it because it's like a wet day.
You've got a sore throat, for which you should just have a packet of Lockets or something, maybe. No?
Have you ever been hit by a packet of frozen bacon?
Yes.
No, I haven't. Please don't throw bacon at me. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast. Yes, everybody who's listening, don't forget to go and see her show up in Edinburgh.
Please come see my show.
It's Meryl O'Rourke, Bad Mother, and the show starts at 2:45 every day except the 15th. Of August, and it runs from the 4th to the 28th.
Well done, James.
And I can't believe I remembered that. Thank you very much. So thank you very much for coming on, Meryl O'Rourke. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You can get in touch with us. We have been trying to advertise a little bit more recently. I don't know if you saw our centre page spread in the last episode of last episode.
Last episode, we might as well be.
The last news of the world.
Probably not. It was right at the back.
Yeah,
it next was to the phone sex lines.
Yeah,
of which we were also.
Yeah, our second income.
Our usual one was there.
But if you have enjoyed the podcast, then please tell at least one person. You can rate us and leave comments.
That's
on
rate.
On the iTunes site and on the Podomatic site. And if you have anything to say to us, do that. And do that. Then you can do that on Twitter. As we've said, we are at Snortal Comedy, and individually, Steve is at Steve G. Phillips.
He is.
Chris is at Nighty Junior.
He is.
With a K. And I am at Jamie Rothwell. We are also on. We also have a Facebook group as well.
But it wouldn't bother.
Yeah, don't. Well,
do bother.
Yeah,
because
do bother, because it's
we do update it occasionally.
Yeah, the more people that go on it, we might actually take an interest in doing something about it.
we mean more of an interest.
Yeah,
I mean an interest.
There's also this Google Plus thing at the moment. I don't even know what that is.
Let's not bother.
So, but we're not on that. But I know people have to invite you to things. So invite us. Invite us. And you can email us at snortlecomedy@gmail.com. Again, if you have got a play or a show or anything, or any free gifts that you want to offload onto
money,
us. Yeah, money,
as ever,
cash.
Money.
Not your bad debts, though.
No.
We won't take them.
Then
RBS.
Do get in touch with us, just like Madeline Ann Holt did, who's got a play on at the Canal Cafe Theatre in London on August the 3rd called Maddie's Many Mouths. Google it for more information.
And just like Meryl O'Rourke.
Yeah, only because that's all I wrote down for it. so I didn't actually write what it was about, or if there's anybody
it's
else in it.
But Preparation is not one of our mission statements, no. Is it?
Thank you again to our guest Meryl O'Rourke, and go and see her show called Bad Mother, which is up in Edinburgh at the Underbelly and runs from the 14th to the 28th of
fourth,
August.
Fourth of August.
Did I say 14? Yeah. Sorry.
You're improving. And what's the one day she can't do?
It runs from the 4th to the 28th of August at the Underbelly, and it's at 2:45 p.m.
Apart from
the 15th.
Give that man a medal.
Yes. So go and see that. Tickets are of varying prices, and it's a very, very good show. And it's been given 5.5 stars by us.
Out of six. The rating system.
Yep.
Do go and see that, and we hope you enjoy it. But from us, it is goodbye from Steve G. Phillips.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me, Jamie Rothwell. Goodbye. And it's goodbye from Chris Knight.
Ta-ra.
Right, should we check to see if Jamie's actually flushed the toilet this time, Chris?
City ploppity.